And Radio Ghana finds out from the public their impressions about the demonstration currently going on in Kumasi.
It's a bit disheartening. I asked myself this morning, what is the reason for the demonstration? I really asked myself a couple of times. The EC has brought up something. And then the issue is not just fully for NDC, but for the entire political faculty. Why are we demonstrating on this issue? Make a very good analysis. Go there now and ask 90% of the people demonstration and ask them why they are doing. They will tell you, no, they don't. I've been a witness of that. Let me remind you back. The earlier demonstration, that's for the East, when I think the police had a conversation with them. There was this guy, they had placards for demonstration, and I asked them why they need for demonstration. You know what they told me? They were giving the placards to just demonstrate, because they don't really know why they are demonstrating. If you should go down, ask 90% of people who are demonstrating, they will tell you they have no idea. It's just a gathering of people who want just to have a health work.
Ghana is not an island. This is not the first time we are also holding elections. How are we portraying ourselves to the outside world?
The outside world, you know, let me read this one. If I'm being a bit rude, you're not being stupid. This man within 3 years has done development I've never seen before. If you compare him, then you fell back to the former staff. Now, the demonstration is centered towards it and no other department. They say there's no unemployment. If you realize, have you seen anybody go on the street because of unemployment before? It's not factual based. It's not, the world is not stupid. They are looking at us, and then you know what Ghana is doing. You know the transformation Ghana is going through. It's everything's big. We are mature here in Ghana, and the world knows us. We are living like an island. What is really happening? Everybody is seeing it. And then this is going to be the most peaceful and easiest lesson.
Another citizen asked members of the NPP under Nana Akufo-Addo to avoid acts which will portray them as if they are above the security services to deal with any citizen whose activities threaten national stability.
For a very long time, Akufo-Addo and his gang, they believe that they are above the law. They don't obey any Ghanaian institution. They do not. For the people, the government, and the institution. Because they get away with it, all right, they've been doing it, because we did not train our security services to understand what trouble is. Here we have NPP police, NDC police. NPP crime, NDC crime. NPP Jesus, NDC Jesus. Every sign is politically colored. They do not know that crime is crime. So the government, the security forces, they got them blown up. The army, they are under command by the Constitution to defend the fatherland at all costs. We will help them to defend the fatherland. Nobody, no politician have a right to bring death to the people. Nobody. And since they're not willing to stop them before they do it, we got to be prepared when they start. We got to move in. You know, we call it all kill. That's what we're going to do. Because if the security forces, the BNI, the police, they see all the stuff and they don't stop it, and they want Ghanaians to die because one guy want to be president, we can't allow that to happen.
Sharing his thoughts, the chairman of the PNC, Bernard Mona, sees the demonstration as a betrayal of the IPAC meeting. The same register which the NPP is demonstrating against was used in the Buakwa North by election, which they won.
The betrayal of group interest and group decision. I think that they let my vote count, and their sponsors cannot claim that they are more intelligent than the people of Ghana. They cannot claim that they are more intelligent, or they know it all, than all of us who went, for instance, to the EC forum and espoused arguments for or against a new register, and propounded ways and means clearing the miscreants in the voters' register. The Electoral Commission has its timetable, and we are working assiduously to ensure that we are able to meet the contents of that time. Then you wake up and they say that they will not agree. They will not agree to what? They will not agree to participate in the election. We will welcome the idea that they will not participate in the election, but we will not allow any group of persons to undermine our democratic effort and our forward march. So as far as I'm concerned, this is a demonstration that is an exercise in futility. It is a demonstration that will not yield any iota of relevance. It will not lead to any change whatsoever. We have agreed that there will be limited registration that will take place on the 28th of April to the 5th of May. Even as they are protesting and going on demonstration, the double standard that the same register that they are protesting was used in the Abuaka North by election. They accept the results and they are going to celebrate the coming into office of a new MP. What is this hypocrisy that they are displaying?
The other threat is that if a new register is not prepared, that would mean a security threat. How do you understand that?
There's no threat whatsoever. If there was to be any threat, it should have shown in the Abuakon of parliamentary by-election. There was no threat whatsoever. The voters register that was used is the one that was compiled in 2012. The MPP agreed to the outcome of the elections using that voters register. So if there's any threat, that threat has been diffused by the fact that Abuakon North took place and that its outcome was acceptable to all the parties that took part in the election.